here's a way to help. You know, if you're looking for something to kind of do a good deed and help out others, I want to get to this. Our next guest is Allison Joseph. She's with Small Heroes Foundation, and they started this thing, and it's a really cool thing. Maybe you've heard of the Ice Bucket Challenge. Remember that way back with Lou Gehrig's research, I believe that was, and people were dumping ice buckets on each other's head and filming it and putting it on, posting it. And it was just sort of a fun way to raise awareness and raise money for research for that cause. This is Let's End Duchenne. I hope I said that right. One egg at a time. Allison, thanks for being on the show. Talk about this.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Allison Joseph, and I have two sons that were diagnosed with Duchenne muscular dystrophy in 2017. And Duchenne muscular dystrophy is a progressive fatal disorder of the muscles. So over time, the boys lose their ability to walk, to run, jump, play. And when they were born, we had no idea that they had this diagnosis. It was something that most boys are diagnosed between the ages of 3 and 5 years old. So we got our diagnosis in 2017, and of course we were devastated to hear that they had this. But we came into this community in a time where there really is a lot of hope that there are going to be treatments and hopefully cures for these boys. Like I said, the muscles do fail, and what ends up happening is that the heart muscle gives out. So most of these boys will only live into their 20s. So we did come into the community when there is a lot of hope, and my husband and I just wanted to do something to try and promote awareness and raise money for the boys and all boys suffering with Duchenne. So we did start a nonprofit called Small Heroes, and all of the money that we raise goes to gene therapy research and gene therapy trials. And we're really proud to say that we've raised almost $200,000.
Wow.
For the cause. Yeah, so we are always trying to think of new things for, you know, people to get involved with doing. And the Get Yoked for DMD Challenge was our, you know, latest fundraiser idea that we had. And as you said, it's sort of to go along with the Ice Bucket Challenge for ALS. We wanted to think of something fun, you know, anybody could do it. So we thought, you know, why not crack an egg over your head and have a 50-50 chance that you get a raw egg or you would get a hard-boiled egg?
Oh.
So that is the challenge that we're doing right now, and we're asking, you know, people to spread awareness and pick one of two eggs. It's a 50-50 chance, and crack it over your head and post it to your social media. So that's the idea behind our challenge.
There's some great pictures at smallheroes.org of people doing the challenge. Sort of, there's one little boy trying really hard, it looks like, to get up the muscle to crack an egg that probably looks like, I think it may be a hard-boiled one. And then there are others who are sort of cracking on their head and just sort of, is it the kind of thing where one person does it and then once you're it, you pass it along to someone else? Or how does that
work? Yeah, exactly. So we ask that you videotape yourself doing the challenge and then nominate three other people to carry on the challenge. And we just ask that if you do it, you donate $10 to Small Heroes. And again, every dollar that we raise during this challenge goes straight to gene therapy research. So we're hoping that it catches on and we get, you know, a lot of people cracking eggs over their head.
It's a fun idea, and you don't actually have to if you don't want to. You can also donate that way too, right? Is it smallheroes.org where you go? How does that part work, Allison?
Yeah, so if you don't want to crack an egg over your head, and I totally understand, we just ask that you go to smallheroes.org and make a donation of any amount. You know, any amount of money can really help get to a treatment and get to a cure for the Duchenne boys. You could definitely participate in that way as well.
Awesome, Allison. And I wish you the best with you and your boys. You know, research can provide breakthroughs and hope, and that's what you're focused on, I can tell. So I hope a lot of people can support you with this. It sounds like you're building momentum all the time, and this is a fun way to do it.
Yes. And thank you so much for having me on.
Appreciate it. Allison Joseph there. It's smallheroes.org.